play with Randy Gatula.
Thank you and good evening, everyone, from Auburn High School. Band, so we've got pretty good background noise. That will, of course, go away once the game gets started. Hi, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast here on Sunny 101.3. The Auburn Bulldogs hosting the Central City Bison. The Bulldogs at 22-3 on the season. Central City at 21-5. So on paper, it looks like quite a matchup. Keep in mind the Bison have won 16 straight games coming into this one. Their last loss was to Milford back on December 28th. So 16 straight wins. In the background, you can hear the reception right now for the Auburn Bulldogs as they take the floor. It's a packed house tonight here at Auburn High School. Every seat is filled. A big contingent of fans came down from Central City. They brought a chartered bus in addition to all the people that drove down, so they've got a big crowd here. I want to remind everyone listening tonight here on Sunny 101.3 that our audio broadcast is going to be streamed live on the Auburn High School Strive TV stream. That website is strive.tv/Auburn. So if you're watching the Auburn Strive TV, we'll have the Sunny 101.3 broadcast streaming simultaneous with their video stream. A couple of minutes away here from high school basketball coming up. Want to remind you that we'll have basketball again tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3 at 6 o'clock. We'll have the Johnson Brock Eagles taking on Dundee County Stratton. That'll be live from Kearney High School. Alex Hemicky will have the play-by-play. Again, that's at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Then the second half of our doubleheader will be at 8:15 when we'll have the Mound City Panthers taking on the Stanbury Bulldogs. John Nixon will have the call for you on that one, and that will be live from St. Joseph, Missouri. Meanwhile, tomorrow night on KTNC, our sister station, I'll have the Sacred Heart Irish on the road. They'll travel out to Diller Odell, where they'll be taking on Lawrence Nelson. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off, and that'll be over at our sister station, KTNC, is where you'll be able to hear that one. A couple of minutes away from our national anthem and our introduction of starting lineups, we're going to take a one-minute break right here, a 60-second timeout, and be back with more of our pregame show after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at ArmbrusterMotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And we welcome you back to Auburn High School. It's a packed house, as you can hear. Gentlemen, you probably don't need a crowd, Mike. I think we're getting set here for our national anthem and our introduction of starting lineups, so we're going to step away for a two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Streit and Community Medical Center in Fall City. Dr. Streit specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510. Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
We have national news
you
from
with
Fox
a new unlimited
news.
Data plan
news
for just
$30
a month
area.
With four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And we welcome you back to Auburn High School. We've had the playing of our national anthem. We're getting set for the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system. As we said, it's a packed house tonight here at Auburn. No empty seats anywhere. In fact, if you're familiar with the Auburn High School gymnasium, our broadcast point is up on the north side on the upper level behind the railing, and we've got a lot of fans overflowing out onto this upper level behind the railing near our broadcast table just because there's no place left for them to sit down here in the stands. As we said, a huge contingent of folks made it out here from Central City as the Bison, riding a 16-game winning streak, sitting at 21-5 on the year, ready to take on the Auburn Bulldogs. Let's look at the starting lineups now. First of all, for the Bison, they'll go with Ashton Gregg. He's a 6'3 junior. Aiden Zickman, a sophomore at 6'3. Dylan Pfeiffer is a 5'9 junior. Seth Glass, a senior at 6'5. And Kenai Carney, a 6'4 junior. For the Auburn Bulldogs, they'll go with Ryan Dixon. Dixon is 6' and a senior. Maverick Binder. Binder is 6' sophomore. Ryan Binder. Binder 5'11 and a senior. Marcus Hudson. Hudson is a senior at 6'. And Skyler Roybal, a 6'4" junior, rounds out the starting five for Coach Jim Weeks. As we said, the Bulldogs are 22-3. They have won 15 of their last 16 ball games. They dropped a game to Lincoln Lutheran back on February 10th by a single point, 43-42. Other than that, the Bulldogs riding a similar win streak, just like the Central City Bison, who come in at 21-5. We're about set to get underway. All the pregame pageantry is behind us. It's going to be a rowdy one. It's going to be a one tonight. Stepping in at the center circle to jump it up for Central City will be Ashton Gregg. Gregg is 6'3 and a junior. He averages just nearly 10 points a game, and he'll jump it up against Skyler Roybal. Our official is set to step in. And here we go, folks. Basketball at its best live tonight from Auburn High School. Here's the tip, controlled by the Bulldogs. Auburn comes up with the basketball. Into fourth quarter, the dribble is Maverick Binder. Binder at the top of the key. Across the left side to Ryan Dixon. On to the left wing, Marcus Hudson with the basketball. Back to the near side. Ryan Binder holds the ball. Finds Hudson in the corner. Man-to-man defense right now for Central City. Baseline left side, Ryan Binder driving, lay-in up, partially blocked, rebound brought down by Carney. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. Fighting for that rebound underneath, Auburn tag for the personal. The foul is going to be on Skyler Roybal. On Skyler, his first team foul, number one, on the Bulldogs. full court pressure now being applied by Auburn. Inbound pass from Gregg. He'll bring the basketball up court across the timeline. Gregg dribbles between the rings, works to the right side of the lane, to the top of the key, finds Seth Glass with the basketball. Glass holds the ball for a minute, tries to work against Binder, can't get there. Back to the top of the circle, it comes again to Gregg. He works to the left wing, spin move in the paint, shot up off the glass and good by Ashton Gregg. First 2 points of the ball game to Central City. Bison on top, 2-0. We've played a minute, 7:01 to go first quarter. Ryan Binder, across court pass. The ball is deflected away. It's stolen, grabbed up, and goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to the Bulldogs. Well, they tried a dangerous cross-court pass there, and it comes out of bounds on the near side. Touch last by the Bison. Bulldogs with the basketball. Ryan Dixon inbounds it. This is Maverick Binder on the dribble across the timeline. Binder with the basketball. Picks up his dribble, goes underneath. Oh, he was looking under there for Skyler Roybal. The pass was long. It goes out of bounds on the baseline. And it'll be a turnover to give the basketball back to Central City. Full court pressure now by Auburn. Bison to inbound it. Ashton Gregg inbounds the pass and gets it back, and Gregg will bring the ball up court. Ashton Gregg guarded one-on-one in the hand-to-hand by Marcus Hudson. Pass to the right side, Dylan Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer in the paint. Bounce pass to the corner. Open look for three. The shot is up and off the rim. And the rebound brought down. A Bulldog goes flying to the floor. And we'll have a whistle and a foul called on the Bison. I think that's going to go on Kenai Carney. On Carney, it'll be his first, team foul number one on Central City. Full court pressure now by the Bison. Inbounding the pass, they get it into Maverick Binder. He's picked up defensively by Ashlyn Gregg. Binder, Ryan Dixon. Dixon takes it inside. Goes up for a shot off the glass. Got it! Ryan Dixon with the first 2 points of the ball game for the Bulldogs. We're tied at 2 apiece with 6 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. Driving lay-in up and off doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul. And we're going to send Dylan Pfeiffer to the free throw line. He'll be shooting 2 shots here for the Bison. The foul's on Ryan Binder, his first, team foul number 2 on the Bulldogs. Pfeiffer at the line. He'll shoot 2 free throws. Takes aim. The shot is on the way. It's up and it is off. No good. He'll have another shot coming. 6:09 to play here in the first period. We're tied at 2 apiece. Central City and Auburn, Class D1 District Final. Pfeiffer's second free throw is up. It's good. Central City goes back on top 3-2. Full court pressure now by the Bison. In backcourt, they give it back to Maverick Binder. He finds Dixon. Ryan Dixon takes it all the way in, driving for a layup. Oh, and the ball is knocked away out of bounds off of Dixon. A nice clean block underneath, and it'll be the Bison's basketball. This is a couple of the rowdiest student sections I've seen in a while. They're really into this thing. Try for the inbound pass is deflected away, knocked out of bounds. Gregg will have to inbound it again. He stands on the baseline, this time in the corner to the left side of his basket against the full court pressure. Gregg waiting to inbound the ball. He's having trouble. Now gets it into the corner on the right side to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer starts up court with it, guarded by Ryan Dixon. Across the timeline, Pfeiffer gives it back to Gregg. Lob pass underneath. Lob tipped away and grabbed up by the Bulldogs. Skyler Roybal with the steal. This is Maverick Binder on the dribble now. Binder at the midcourt line between the rings. Top of the circle. Works to the left elbow. Binder all the way to the baseline. Left side across court pass. A whistle and a foul is going to be called underneath against the Bison. It'll be Bulldogs basketball. They'll play it in under their own basket. The foul is going to be called on Seth Glass, his first personal, team foul number 2. Inbound the pass. There's a 3 on the way. Binder got it. Maverick Binder hit the 3 from out on the left elbow, and it's 5-3. Auburn with their first lead of the ball game. Bulldogs up by 2. 5 minutes, 19 seconds to play in the first quarter. This is Gregg. Offensive foul is going to be called on Ashton Gregg. Good job defensively by Ryan Binder to get set. Gregg is called for the personal, his first, team foul number 3 now on Central City. 5:15 to go first quarter. 5-3. Bulldogs up by 2 if you're just joining us. Tonight's Sunny 101.3 broadcast is live on Auburn Strive TV. Here's Skyler Roybal. Has the ball stripped away with the steal. Underneath is Kenai Carney. Carney gets it up to Zygmunt. Zygmunt all the way in, driving lay-in, up and off, no good, but a whistle and a foul And we're going to put Zygmunt at the line where he'll be shooting two shots for the Bison. The foul is going to be called on Ryan Dixon, his first, team foul number three. Aiden Zygmunt, he averages 18 points a ball game. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. That makes it 5-4. Auburn still up by one. Substitute into the ball game now. Derek Pfeiffer checks into the lineup. Derek Pfeiffer checks in, replacing Seth Glass. Second free throw for Zygmunt is up and good. He got them both. We're tied at 5 apiece with 4:57 to go in the first quarter. Full court pressure by Central City. Ryan Binder on the dribble. Starts up court with it. Chasing him is Dylan Pfeiffer. Binder still in backcourt. Needs to get across the timeline. Now does get it to Skylar Roybal. Back it comes to Binder. Ryan Binder works a dribble to the right elbow. Man-to-man defense by Central City. Up top, Ryan Dixon. Dixon goes around the defender. Bounce pass underneath Skylar Roybal. Shot up and good. Ryan Dixon with the assist. Skylar Roybal with the basket. Auburn back on top, 7-5 now with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. This is Ashton Gregg on the dribble. Gregg, a cross-court pass, goes over to Zygmunt with it. Zygmunt guarded by Binder. Can't get away. Now works to the right side. Got a pick. Goes all the way to the corner. Backs out. Can't get a shot. Flips the ball out to Carney. Carney to the top of the key, back to Gregg. Gregg driving, the ball is stripped away, and it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Bison. They'll play it in under their own basket. 4:05 to play in the first quarter. 7-5 your score. Auburn up by two here in the C1 district final. Bounce pass into traffic. Moving to the hoop. Shot is up and good by Carney. Kenai Carney with his first 2 points, and we're tied at 7. 3:55 to go, first quarter, all tied up. Ryan Binder with the basketball. Lobs underneath looking for Roybal. Ball is tipped away. Roybal comes up with it. He falls to the floor, and a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow goes to the Bison. It'll be Central City's basketball. This is rowdy a gym as I've seen all season here. Marcus Scheer from Strive TV at Johnson County Central seated alongside of us, and there's something in it. It's a noisy place, completely packed. Here come the Bison with the basketball. Ashton Gregg almost had it taken away. It gets it out to Carney. Carney on the dribble. Near side finds Pfeiffer with it. Dylan Pfeiffer on the dribble. Dylan Pfeiffer moves against Ryan Binder. Bounce pass underneath. Trying for a turnaround reverse lay-in. That's not going to happen. Derek Pfeiffer couldn't get there. They had him covered. Fans are all on their feet, standing up and blocking part of our view here. Here's a jump shot from the right side. Bounces once, twice, and got it. Aiden Zygmunt with his first basket. And now Central City goes back up by 2, 9-7. Here's to the left corner. Open look, Marcus Hudson for three. Got it. Marcus Hudson hit the three from the corner on the left side. We've got a seesaw contest. We've already had four lead changes in the ballgame. 10-9. Auburn is back up by one with 2:43 to play in the first quarter here at Auburn High School. Central City, long three off the front of the iron. Rebound comes down to Ryan Binder. He gets it out to Maverick Binder. Maverick brings it up court, guarded by Derek Pfeiffer. Maverick Binder between defenders, backs out now into the paint. Spin move. Binder, shot is up. Got it. Maverick Binder has 5 points, and Auburn goes up by three. 12-9. Bulldogs lead it. 2:18 to play in the first quarter. This is Derek Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer in the paint. Jump shot up and good. Derek Pfeiffer off the glass. 12-11. Auburn by one. 2:05 to go, first quarter. Oh, long down court pass is too long for Roybal. It got away and goes out of bounds down by the photographers. And it'll be the Bison's basketball. Brett Baltensparker checks into the lineup. Baltensparker checks in. Skylar Roybal will set down. Our first substitution of the ballgame for Coach Jim Weeks. Half-court pressure applied by Auburn. They went out of the full-court press. Zygmunt will bring the basketball up court. This is Dylan Pfeiffer with the ball now. Pfeiffer to the right side. Goes to Carney with the basketball. Carney feeds it underneath. It goes off the back of Ryan Dixon out of bounds. And it'll stay with Central City. A minute 46 to play in the first quarter, 12-11. Auburn is up by one. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight on Sunny 101.3 and on Auburn's Strive TV. Here's a long three that's up and off, no good. Maverick Binder has the rebound. That shot put up by Zygmunt. Finder will push it up court to the right elbow. Maverick Finder works around the defender, gets a pick, pulls up for three, off the rim, no. Baltensberger battles for it. The ball is safe from going out of bounds. They toss it off of Brett Baltensberger. It goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to Central City. As we said, our Sunny 101.3 audio is being streamed simulcast tonight on auburnsstrive.tv/Auburn. Check it out. A minute 22 to go in the first quarter, 12-11. Auburn is up by one. Here's a driving layup. Blocked beautifully by Marcus Hudson. Hudson got a hand up and swatted that attempted layup out of bounds. Great defense there by the 6-foot senior Marcus Hudson. Central City's basketball. Inbound the pass into the corner. Nathan Hines in the ball game now. Nathaniel Hines. Ball dribbled away and stolen. Maverick Binder comes up with it. Binder down court. Wait a minute. A whistle. A turnover. And a foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. Ryan Dixon picks up his second personal away from the basketball. Coaching staff for Auburn inquiring as to what took place there. So the ball goes back over to Central City with a minute 8 to go here in the first quarter. 12-11. Auburn up by one. Central City's basketball in the corner. Driving baseline left side. Bounce pass back out to Greg. Greg guarded by Marcus Hudson. Can't get there. Flips it to the right side deep in the corner. Back up top to Greg it comes. He's guarded by Hudson in the man-to-man. Greg, they check it off. Baltensberger picks him up. Ball is loose on the floor. Grabbed up by Pfeiffer, Dylan Pfeiffer. And again with the ball at the top of the circle. Greg backs it out and he'll reset it. 35 seconds to go here in the quarter. The Bison have decided to play for one. Dylan Pfeiffer on the left wing holds the ball. Pfeiffer still has his dribble. 23 seconds. Pfeiffer picks up the dribble. Now he needs help to get rid of the basketball. Pfeiffer hands it up to Hines. Hines right back to Pfeiffer with it with 13 seconds. Pfeiffer driving in. Bounce pass left side. Hines shot is up off. No good. Rebound Bulldogs. 7 seconds. Maverick Binder down court. Big collision. Left side. Marcus Hudson for three. Off. No good. Safe from going out of bounds. Follow shot is up. It won't go. And after one quarter, the Auburn Bulldogs lead the Central City Bison 12-11. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's.
Yes, I am.
Your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything
I think
you need
so.
To keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Jim Hill's in Fall City.
Yeah, I think so.
Decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hill's in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back here to Auburn High School, one of the noisiest environments I've worked in a long time here for basketball tonight. 12-11, Auburn is up by one after one quarter, a fresh 8 minutes on the clock, and we're ready to move to second quarter action. It'll be the Bulldogs basketball. Auburn sets the offense. This is Ryan Binder off to Maverick Binder in traffic. Maverick Binder's trapped in trouble. Oh, to Skylar Roybal. Maverick Binder with the feed. Skylar Roybal with the basket. Roybal has 4 points in the game, and Auburn is up by three, 14-11. Opening minute of play here in the second quarter. Greg with the ball, backing in against the defender. Flips it out to the corner right side. That's Seth Glass with the ball. Glass drug the pivot foot. He travels. And it'll be a turnover and get the basketball back to the Auburn Bulldogs. A packed house at Auburn High School. Overflow up here behind the railings where our broadcast is. A lot of people standing up here because there's no place to sit. Auburn fans on their feet off to our left behind the student section. 7:20 to go in the first half, 14-11. Auburn up by three with the basketball. On the left wing, this is Maverick Finder with the ball in the paint. Maverick Finder driving, laying up and off. No good. The ball is tipped out of there. Comes down to Ryan Binder. Back to Maverick in the corner. Goes around the defender. Floating, laying up. Follow shot. Roy Ball can't get it, but a whistle and a foul. And Maverick Binder will be at the free throw line. He'll be shooting two shots for the Bulldogs. 7:02 to play. Second quarter, 14-11. Auburn up by three. The foul is on Dylan Pfeiffer. His first. Binder's free throw. Up and good. Maverick Binder hits the first one. He'll have a second. Dylan Pfeiffer's first personal, team foul number four. Auburn up by four, their biggest lead of the game. Maverick Binder, second shot in and out of there. It wouldn't fall. 15-11, a four-point Bulldog lead. 6:57 to go here now in this first half. Down court on the dribble. This is Dylan Pfeiffer on the right elbow. To the top of the key, up to Zygmunt. Zygmunt tries to get free, moves to the right side of the lane. Pfeiffer dribbling to the baseline, reverse lay-in, up and off, no good. Rebound, Ryan Binder, outlet pass, Maverick Binder. Oh, they had Marcus Hudson down here under the basket. Didn't see him. Hudson got behind the defense. Skylar Roybal comes to Hudson on the right elbow. Hudson takes one dribble back to the top of the key. Ryan Dixon, left elbow. Ryan Binder driving baseline, lay-in up and good. Ryan Binder with his first 2 points of the ball game, and it's a six-point lead for the Bulldogs. They're up 17-11 at the 6:14 mark, six-point lead. All the way to the right side. Greg, fall away shot, up and off, no good. Rebound, Skylar Roybal. They're reaching in on Roybal, a whistle and a foul. And that's a frustration foul by Ashton Greg. He had the rebound taken away from him, and then Greg reached in to try and get to it. Timeout taken on the floor. 6:04 to play first half, 17-11. Auburn is up by six. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
This month, we encourage you to keep your heart healthy by not only eating a healthy diet and staying active, but by also building your relationships with your friends and family. Give the person you're speaking to your full attention. Put down your phone or stop what you're working on and make eye contact. Focus on what that loved one is telling you. When you have positive, engaging conversations, you're taking steps to having a healthier lifestyle. This heart health tip is brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula back with you at Auburn High School. 6:04 to play in the second quarter, first half. Auburn with their biggest lead of the game thus far. The Bulldogs lead 17-11. Auburn is up by six. Coach B.J. Blaze decided to take a timeout and settle down the Bison here. When play is resumed, it will be Auburn's basketball. The Bulldogs will inbound it against full-court pressure from Central City. Inbounding the pass under the Central City basket will be Ryan Binder. He gets it into Maverick Binder. Maverick starts working up for one-on-one against Aiden Zygmunt. Maverick Binder now is going to be double-teamed near midcourt. Has the ball knocked away. Got it over to Ryan Binder. Ryan almost lost a handle on it. He gets the ball back. Ryan clears things out here now. Holds the ball a minute. Takes a dribble to the left wing. Works to the left elbow with it. Ryan Binder up top. Skylar Roybal. Top of the key around to Marcus Hudson on the right wing. Bounce pass to Roybal. Under the basket. Roybal goes up with a pass out to the corner. Ryan Binder inside traffic. Falls to the floor. Ball is loose. Goes out of bounds. Touch last by Auburn. So a turnover by the Bulldogs. They had a golden opportunity when Roybal broke to the bucket, but he didn't see the basketball coming on the pass. Now with the ball down court comes Zygmunt. Aiden Zygmunt, the leading scorer on the team with 18 points per game average. Zygmunt with a spin move, guarded by Marcus Hudson. He's tied up and a jump ball. Zygmunt got triple teamed under there. They tied him up, and the Bulldogs get the ball back. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Oh, check that. Alternating possession says it stays with Central City on the jump ball. They changed the arrow on me. All right, it'll be Central City's basketball. 17-11, Auburn up by six. 5:18 to play in the first quarter here at Auburn High School. Inbounding the pass is Dylan Pfeiffer. Shot is up and good. Getting the basket is Kenai Carney. Carney laid it in and drew the foul, so he'll have a chance for a three-point play here. The foul is going to be called on Marcus Hudson, his first team foul, number 5. At the line, Kenai Carney, a 6'4 junior. Averages 11.5 points a game. Free throw is up and off, no good. Skylar Roybal with the rebound. Outlet pass, Maverick Binder. Binder on the dribble in backcourt. Guarding him there is Ashton Gregg. Binder works around Gregg to the left elbow to Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder to Marcus Hudson in the corner. Hudson top of the key to Roybal. Roybal around the right side. Ryan Binder at the free throw line. Backs it out between the rings. Top of the circle to Ryan Dixon with the pass. Now to the left wing. Again, we go to Ryan Binder. Marcus on the right side driving underneath Marcus Hudson. Hudson can't get to the basket. Goes to Ryan Dixon in traffic. Kicks it out into the open. Top of the key. Maverick Binder for 3 off the rim. No. Rebound. Ryan Dixon on the floor. It's a battle. And I think we're going to have a jump ball call. Possession arrow stays with Auburn. It'll be Auburn's basketball. 4:38 to play in the first half. 17-13. Auburn up by 4. They led by as much as 6 momentarily. Under their own basket, Maverick Binder will inbound it. He's going to have to hurry. Running out of time. Got it in. 5-second count. I felt that coming. You could feel it coming. The 5-second count didn't get it passed in time, and the turnover gives the ball back once again to Central City. Every possession is critical in a ball game like this. Central City gets the ball back with 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Still with the basketball is Zygmunt. As we said, he's their leading scorer with 18 first per game this season. There's a steal. Coming down with it, Maverick Binder. Maverick works to the left side of the lane, decides to set it up and set the offense. Maverick Binder backs out to the midcourt circle on the dribble. Now works to the right wing on the near side. Left-handed dribble. Maverick Binder for 3. Off the rim, no. And the ball rebounded, brought down by Kenai Carney. Carney, outlet pass. Zygmunt. Zygmunt wants to bring it down court. Goes into the lane. Shot up and good. Aiden Zygmunt, an off-balance shot from the free throw line. Got it to fall, and it's a two-point ball game. 17-15. Auburn's six-point lead has now melted back to just 2 with 3:45 to go in the first half. Skylar Roybal to the right side, Ryan Binder. Up top, Ryan Dixon around to Maverick Binder. Maverick finds Roybal again at the top of the free throw circle. Now to Hudson on the right side, Marcus Hudson up top with it. Here's driving in. They feed it to Roybal. Shot is up and good. Roybal with the basket. Give the assist under there to Ryan Dixon. 19-15. The lead is back to 4 for Auburn with 3:15 to go in the first half. This is Dylan Pfeiffer with the ball to the left side. Ashton Gregg. Gregg on the dribble. Gregg tries to go around Marcus Hudson. Ball was loose for a moment. Gregg under the basket. Flips it underneath. Shot is up. Pfeiffer. Follow shot. Pfeiffer. Can't get it. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back. Can't get it. Whistle and a foul. And we'll have Kenai Carney at the free throw line. Carney will be shooting 2 shots for the Bison. He is 0 for 1 from the line so far tonight. The foul on Marcus Hudson, his second personal, team foul number 6 on the Bulldogs. Carney's first free throw, up and off, no good. Kenai Carney is now 0 for 3 from the free throw line. He'll have another shot coming here. 2:59 to go first half. Carney's free throw is up, it's good. He got that one. 19-16. The lead is 3. Just under 3 minutes to go in the first half. And on the dribble with the ball is Ryan Binder. Big collision there. Binder down court pass. Maverick Binder. Binder works to the right wing with the basketball in forecourt. Now he takes a left-handed dribble back up between the circles. Right side down to Ryan Binder. Skylar Roybal. Maverick Binder for 3. Off the iron. No. Tipped out of there. Hudson chases after it. It goes out of bounds. And it'll be touch last over there by Derek Pfeiffer. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Bulldog basketball with 2:33 to play in the first half. 19-16, Auburn up by 3. Just the kind of game we expected here tonight. On the dribble comes Maverick Binder to the right side. Up to Ryan Dixon. Dixon, left wing. Ryan Binder with the ball. Ryan Binder, one dribble, across court pass, Marcus Hudson. Hudson for 3, right elbow, off the iron. Rebound brought down by Roybal. Roybal's in traffic, across court pass. Oh, it's too tall. Looking for Maverick Binder. The pass goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover, and Central City gets the basketball back. Auburn turned away empty-handed that time. 2:12 to go here in the first half, 19-16. Auburn up by 3. Bison basketball. Inbound pass to Dylan Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer guarded by Maverick Binder as he brings the ball across the timeline. Dylan Pfeiffer works, picks up the dribble. Across court pass to the right side. Moving toward the basket. Zygmunt driving layup. No. But a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Aiden Zygmunt to the line. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. He's going to be shooting 2 shots. The foul on Ryan Dixon. Oh, that's Dixon's third personal. Ryan Dixon picks up his third personal here with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Dixon will have a seat, and checking in will be Brett Baltensperger to check in for the Bulldogs. Aiden Zygmunt at the line. Shot is up and off. No good. He's now hit 2 out of 3 from the line and has 6 points. Ashton Gregg will take a break now. Checking in to replace him, Seth Glass back onto the floor. Aiden Zygmunt ready for his second free throw attempt. He takes aim. The shot is up. This one is good. He's now made 3 out of 4, and he has 7 points. 19-17. The Auburn lead is back down to 2 with a minute 56 to go in the first half. Ryan Binder in backcourt gets it across the timeline. Binder works to the right sideline. Big collision. Offensive foul is going to be called on Ryan Binder. Binder called for his second personal. Used the forearm to shove off and got called for the offensive foul. A minute 48 to go here now in the first half at Auburn. 19-17. Bulldogs up by 2, leading Central City. On the line, a ticket to the state basketball tournament. The Auburn Bulldogs, 3-time defending state champions, wanting to get back to defend their title. Here's Nixon Liguori into the lineup. Nixon Liguori checks in, replacing Ryan Binder now. Liguori on the floor. Inbound the pass to Dylan Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer gives it up to Aiden Zygmunt. Zygmunt to the right side. Goes over with the pass to Seth Glass. Here's a long three, top of the key, that's off the rim. Rebound brought down by Roybal. Roybal out to Marcus Hudson. Hudson across court pass to Maverick Binder. He'll bring the ball up court with a minute 27 to go in the half. 19-17. Auburn up by 2. Maverick Binder across court. Baltensperger holds the ball for a minute. Gives to Marcus Hudson. Hudson has the ball kicked off the foot of one of the Bison. Driving lay-in up and good. Seth Glass with the lay-in. Auburn fans weren't kicking the basketball because it went off his foot. They didn't get the call, and we're tied at 19 apiece. A minute to go. Auburn may decide to play for one here. Maverick Binder, left side, Baltensperger. You hear the chant defense from across the way from the Bison faithful. Marcus Hudson, double team near midcourt to the near side. Liguori with the basketball. Back to the right side to Skyler Roybal. Roybal looking inside for Baltensperger. Liguori on the dribble. In the paint, Liguori feeds it underneath. Baltensperger, he goes up with Strong. Off the glass, got it, and he is fouled. Brett Baltensperger just muscled the ball up between two defenders and got it down and puts Auburn back up by 2, 21-19, 37 seconds to go here in the first half. The foul is called on Seth Glass, his second, team foul number 6. At the line, Brett Baltensperger, 6'5 senior, shooting 1 shot. The shot is up, it's good. Auburn up by 3, 22-19, with 35 seconds to play in the first half. Now you can expect Central City to play for 1. On the dribble for the Bison comes Dylan Pfeiffer. He steps across the midcourt line and now just stands there and dribbles out some clock. 20 seconds to go. Auburn just letting Dylan Pfeiffer stand out here and dribble away the seconds. There's 12 seconds to go. Now Pfeiffer moves to the right side. With 9 seconds. Top of the key is Zygmunt. Has it dribbled away. 5 seconds. Zygmunt works toward the hoop. Hudson there. Fall away shot. Zygmunt up and off. No good. Tipped around. Bulldogs with the rebound. And there's a buzzer. At the half, the Auburn Bulldogs are leading the Central City Bison 22-19. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College, check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Farmers are no strangers to hard work. especially during this time of year. With springtime and planting season upon us, Stat Brothers Petroleum wants to remind you we're here when you need us on the farm or in the field. Call us for delivery of propane, extreme, premium diesel fuel, motor oil, or DEF, and trust Stat Brothers to be your partner in the field. Remember, we also fill those propane bottles for summer grilling, too. If you're not our customer, we'd love the opportunity to show you the difference a family-run business can make. Stat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to Auburn High School. It's halftime. At the half, the Auburn Bulldogs leading the Central City Bison 22-19. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. First for Central City, they're led by Aiden Zickman. Zickman has 7 points at the half. Kenai Carney with 5. 3 points for Dylan Pfeiffer. Ashton Gregg has 2. And Seth Glass with 2 for their total of 19. From the free throw line, Central City went 5 out of 9 at the line. For the Auburn Bulldogs, individual scoring leaders, Maverick Binder has 6, Skyler Roybal also with 6, adding 3 points, Brett Baldensperger, Marcus Hudson with 3, Ryan Binder has 2, and Ryan Dixon has 2 for their total of 22. From the charity stripe, Auburn made 2 out of 3 from the line. At the half, the Auburn Bulldogs leading the Central City Bison 22-19, our halftime score. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, update you with our local weather forecast, another 2 minutes of important sponsor information, and then we'll be back with an exciting third quarter coming your way. You're listening to High School Basketball on Fall City's Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
If you have an idea that's just right for your business, don't let funding hold you back. You could have a hands-down winning business plan if you just had the funds on hand. That's where our bank comes in. As your business lender, we have the loans to give your business a boost. Let's talk about it. We're an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Clear skies tonight with a low of 32. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 74. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows level off around 38. Dry with temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs from the upper 50s to the mid-70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website Alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
C&M Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center LLC, 660-442-6 85, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And we welcome you back to Auburn High School. We've got a dandy going here at the half. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Central City Bison. Our halftime score, Auburn 22 and Central City 19. Again, we apologize for the really, really loud background noise. We've got a band right beside us here. This is a packed gymnasium tonight. There are no empty seats. We've got an overflow crowd of people standing up here behind the railing on the north side. And it's a packed house, and boy, these folks are being entertained tonight here in Auburn. I want to remind you, we'll have high school basketball tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3, beginning with a 6 o'clock tip-off live from Kearney High School. Johnson Brock will be taking on Dundee County Stratton. That's at 6 o'clock here on Sunny. Then at 8:15 tomorrow night here on Sunny, John Nixon will be in St. Joe, Missouri, as the Mound City Panthers take on the Stanbury Bulldogs. That's an 8:15 tip-off tomorrow night here on Sunny. Meanwhile, tomorrow night, I'll be over on our sister station, KTNC, as the Sacred Heart Irish travel out to Diller Odell. They will take on Lawrence Nelson. Again, that's a 7 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night on KTNC, Sacred Heart and Lawrence Nelson. And, of course, you can count on both Sunny 101.3 and KTNC for continuing high school basketball coverage next week from the state tournament in Lincoln. We're going to have several boys and girls teams qualifying, we hope. And whoever gets there, including the Sterling Jets, the Lady Jets of Sterling have punched their ticket. And we will be following those teams for you here on Sunny 101.3 next week from Lincoln. Just a few seconds away now from moving into third quarter action. Auburn led by one after one quarter, 12-11. They lead by three here at halftime, 22-19. And now the band finally settles her down, and we're ready to move into third quarter action. 22-19, Auburn with the lead. It'll be Bison's basketball to start the third quarter. Inbound, the pass comes into Dylan Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer with the ball. at the top of the circle to the right elbow. This is Ashton Gregg working into the paint. Gregg trying to move to the hoop. Ball is tipped away. It was loose, grabbed up. Pfeiffer driving lay-in, up and off, no good. Fight for a loose rebound, and a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow favors the Bulldogs. Auburn up by three, 22-19. They'll have the ball against full court pressure. Inbounding the pass will be Ryan Dixon. Dixon to toss it in. Maverick Finder up court to Ryan Dixon. Bounce pass right side. Roybal with the ball. Back up Ryan Dixon. Dixon finds Ryan Binder near the midcourt circle. Ryan Binder, right dribble, goes over to the right elbow. Now reverses, comes back, backs it out into the corner, top of the key, Ryan Dixon. To the left side he goes. Marcus Hudson at the free throw line. Around to Maverick Binder. We've played 45 seconds here. 7:15 to play third quarter, 22-19. Auburn is up by three. Bulldogs working the ball in the left side of the lane. Ryan Binder tried to go to the left baseline, couldn't get there, has to clear it back up top. His pass comes out. Ryan Dixon handles the ball. Maverick Binder driving baseline, feeds it underneath. Oh, the ball was in Roybal's hands. But we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on Central City. We'll see when they post it here. We're going to have to wait until they put it up before I can tell you. It's going to be on Dylan Pfeiffer, his second personal, team foul number one on the Bison. Bulldogs inbound the pass. It comes back to Maverick Binder on the right elbow. Top of the key. Ryan Dixon around the horn left side. Ryan Binder with the ball. Binder was free for a moment. Decides not to take the shot. Guarding him defensively is Seth Glass. Man-to-man defense for the Bison. Central City pressuring man-to-man now. In the corner. Maverick Binder on the left side. Maverick Binder up to the top of the circle with it. Roybal back to the left side. Binder. Binder nearly knocked to the floor. No whistle. Roybal handles the ball again between the rings. Maverick Binder driving the baseline. Marcus Hudson falls to the floor. Got his own rebound. Tries to go up with a follow shot. Can't. Gets it upside to Ryan Dixon. Out to the corner. Open look. Ryan Binder off the rim. Won't go. Rebound Ashton Gregg. Gregg will bring the basketball up court himself for Central City. Ashton Gregg in the paint. Pushing against the defender. And a whistle, and we're going to have a foul on the floor. The foul is going to be called on Marcus Hudson, and I believe that's his third personal. Yes, it is. So now Marcus Hudson has three, and Ryan Dixon has three. Folks, fouls could become an issue before this thing's over. Carney gets the inbound pass. Kenai Carney tries to work inside against Roybal. Roybal took his dribble away from him. Carney asked for help. Now flips the ball back to Dylan Pfeiffer across court. Ashton Gregg. Gregg almost has it knocked away by Hudson. Up top, this is Seth Glass. Glass has the ball stolen. Oh, Bulldog fans aren't going to like that. We had a steal here. Wonder if this is, we're hoping Maverick Binder. Yes, it is. On Maverick, that's his first personal. That's scary because Ryan Dixon has three and Marcus Hudson has three. All right, Bison basketball. Central City on the dribble. Pfeiffer in the paint, kicks it to the right corner to Seth Glass. Glass penetrates, lay-in, Glass up and off, no good. Rebound, Ryan Dixon. Dixon is double-teamed under the basket, dribbles out of there with it. Now Ryan Dixon picks up his dribble. He needs help. Gets it to Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder is going to take a timeout and save the possession. That was heads-up basketball. We'll take a 30-second break, 22-19. Auburn up by three. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC. Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And we welcome you back to Auburn High School. 5:21 to play in the third quarter. Our score, 22-19. Auburn leading Central City. That was our halftime score, in fact. There haven't been any points scored yet here in this third quarter. Not going to try and compete here. They'll stop when we get to the end of the timeout. As we've mentioned, it's a full house tonight. Capacity crowd here at Auburn High School. No place left to set in the gym. People are standing around the back up here. Bulldogs basketball. They inbound it to Maverick Finder. Maverick being harassed in backcourt. Needs to get it across the timeline. Pass nearly taken away. Hudson comes up with it to Ryan Dixon in the corner. Ryan Dixon penetrates, gets tripped and falls to the floor. It'll be a foul on the floor as Ryan Dixon goes down. Most likely that's going to go on Dylan Pfeiffer, and now Pfeiffer has three personals. That could be critical for the Bison. Inbounding the pass, Ryan Binder. He'll trigger it in baseline, right side under his own bucket. Into Maverick Binder on the right side. Maverick Binder dribbles back to the top of the key. Now works to the right elbow. This is Hudson around to the left elbow with it. Top of the circle, Ryan Binder. Gets a pick set by Roybal. Looking for Roybal underneath is Maverick Binder. Binder, left side of the lane. Bounce pass into the corner. Ryan Dixon goes between defenders across court. In the paint, Marcus Hudson is tripped, knocked to the floor. Passes over, shot is up and good. Wait a minute. I think they're going to say the foul came on the floor before Skyler Roybal got the basket. And that's unfortunate. The Bulldogs would have been better off without a foul there. That foul is going to be on Seth Glass, and that's his third personal. So now each team have players with three personals. Seth Glass will set down with his third. Auburn's basketball. Then to Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder, baseline left side corner. Dribbles to the top of the key. Ryan Dixon across to Ryan Binder, right wing. This is Ryan Binder with the basketball. Double teamed over there. Finds Roybal, top of the circle. Around the horn into the corner. Maverick Binder on the dribble. Gets it back to Ryan Dixon. Dixon holds the ball momentarily. 4 minutes, 23 seconds to play. Third quarter. We have no one has scored yet in this third period. Auburn, very patient here. Coach Jim Weeks up shouting instructions to his ball players. Maverick Binder, a cross-court pass. Marcus Hudson, top of the key. Ryan Binder, three, got it! Ryan Binder hits a three from the top of the circle. This equals the biggest lead of the ballgame for Auburn. Bulldogs are up now 25-19 at the 3:53 mark of the third quarter. 3:53 to go with the basketball. Ball away shot short off the front of the rim. Rebound, Derek Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer pulls it out of there. Bulldogs had an excellent opportunity for a defensive board there. Couldn't come down with it. Central City's basketball. Derek Pfeiffer. Ball, Marcus Hudson, so close to his steal. They were trying to get it into the corner to Dylan Pfeiffer. Hudson got a big old paw out there on the basketball, knocked it out of bounds. 3:31 to go, third period. The only point scored in the first 4.5 minutes of this ballgame has been that three by Auburn. 25-19, Bulldogs by six. Scoring drought right now for Central City. Working in, turnaround shot, up and off, no good. Oh, my goodness. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Skyler Roybal. Auburn fans would beg to differ. Roybal looked like he was straight up in the air with his arms. Jumping into him was Kenai Carney. Carney will be at the line to shoot two shots. On Roybal, his second personal, team foul number three. Carney is one out of three from the line tonight. Shot is up and off, no good. He'll get another shot here. Kenai Carney is now one of four from the line. He has 6 points. Carney averages 11 points per game. Second shot for Carney is up, and it is off, no good. Well, the foul worked out all right for the Bulldogs. They got the possession back, and Maverick Binder brings it up court. Ashton Gregg on the cover. Binder to the right side, to the left elbow. Pass comes across. Kuchera is in the ball game now. Kuchera has checked in. In trouble on the right side. Timeout taking Auburn to save the possession. With 3:04 to go in the third quarter, 25-19, Auburn up by six. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Auburn High School. 3:04 to play, third period. Central City has not scored in this quarter. It was 22-19 at halftime, and now it's 25-19. The only points we've seen has been Ryan Binder's three-pointer. Inbound the pass. Auburn will have the basketball out of the timeout. Maverick Binder on the dribble. Binder feeds it off to the right side to Hudson, who finds Ryan Dixon on the right elbow. Dixon penetrates into the paint. Feeds it to the right corner. Bounce pass underneath. Roybal under the basket. Shot is up. Got it. Skyler Roybal got the shot to fall. He's got 8 points. The lead is 8. Biggest lead of the ball game for either team with 2:39 to play here in the third quarter, 27-19. Foul on the floor. Uh-oh. This is going to go on the Bulldogs. Auburn fans are not happy. Let's see who they put it on. I fear the foul is going to be on Skyler Roybal. So now Roybal has 3, Hudson has 3, and Dixon has 3. Roybal will lead the ball game, and checking in is Brett Baltensberger, 6'5" senior. Baltensberger on the floor, Roybal on the bench. Zickman for 3 from the top of the key. It's stuck up there. Possession arrow will stay with Central City. The Bison will keep the basketball. That's hard to do from three-point range. He got it to stick. Actually, it stuck there on the bounce. It hit the rim. You don't see that often, and then it stuck between the backboard and the rim. Possession arrow favors Central City. Bison will play it in under their own basket. Dylan Pfeiffer to inbound the ball. Gets it into Carney. Carney in traffic. Goes up with a shot that's blocked. And a whistle. And a foul. I believe they're going to get Baltensberger on Brett. That will be his first foul. Team foul number 5 on the Bulldogs. At the line, Kenai Carney. He's 1 out of 5 from the line tonight. Shooting 2. Shot is up and good. He's now hit 2 out of 6 from the line. And Kenai has 6 points in the ballgame. 27-20. Auburn up by 7. 2 minutes, 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Carney, second free throw is up and off. No good. Rebound, Ryan Binder. Outlet pass, Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder on the dribble. Greg chases him. Maverick Binder works it across the timeline. Backs it back to the top of the key. Around to the left elbow, Ryan Dixon with the ball. Dixon out near the midcourt circle. He's going to be fouled. Foul is going to be called on Ashton Gregg. On Gregg, that is his third personal. So now Gregg with 3. Dylan Pfeiffer with 3. Seth Glass with 3. We got a lot of ball players with 3 fouls each out here. This is Maverick Binder with the ball and 1:58 to go in the third quarter. 27-20. Auburn up by 7. They led by 8 a moment ago. That was their biggest lead. Maverick Binder dribbles around Sickman in the paint. Doesn't take the shot. Goes to Marcus Hudson with the pass. Inside Baltensberger. Feeds Hudson. Driving, laying up. No. Offensive foul? Are you kidding me? Okay. We're going to see an offensive foul on Marcus Hudson as he drove to the lane, and that will be his 4th personal. Fouls becoming an issue here very quickly. Marcus Hudson will come to the bench. In replacing him for Auburn will be Nixon Liguori, a 6'3 freshman. You've got a freshman, Nixon Liguori, on the floor now for the Bulldogs, replacing Marcus Hudson. 1:35 to go in the quarter. 27-20. Auburn up by 7. On the dribble is Zickman, driving lay-in, up and good. Zickman with 9 points now. Cuts the lead to 5. Timeout taken on the floor with 1:24 to go in the first half. 27-22. Auburn up by 5. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to Auburn High School. Randy Gatula with you. Colin Feldkamp, our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast. And we've got just the kind of a game we expected here between Central City and Auburn. Auburn, 3-time defending state champions, trying to get back to defend that championship. Up 27-22 into forecourt. Baltensberger gets the pass. Brett dribbles once, feeds it back up top. Maverick finder. Auburn may slow it down and play for one here. Jim Weeks is known for doing that. With 1:03 to go. Driving, laying up, no. Falling to the floor is Binder. Bonsberger follow shot. Players all over the place on the floor. Let's see what we've got here. We had a driving layup that didn't go. Liguori ended up on the floor. Liguori stepping to the free throw line. No, he's not. They're going to put... I'm not sure what they called there. They're going to give the ball to Auburn under the basket. My goodness. Okay, we do have a foul. Foul's on Zickman, his first personal. Thank you, Marcus. All right, Bulldogs basketball. They inbound it in traffic. Down corner on the left side. Liguori handles the ball. The freshman on the dribble gives it up top to Ryan Dixon. Dixon goes to Maverick Binder. 49 seconds to go. Baltonsberger, top of the key. Back to Maverick Binder. He's double-teamed. They give it to Baltonsberger. They're really putting the pressure on the Bulldogs now. Binder across court past Ryan Dixon with 38 seconds. Coach Jim Weeks wants them to play for one. He's up doing that patented whistle to get their attention. Into the corner. Right side is Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder on the right elbow. 25 seconds to go. Auburn content to play for one here. Ryan Binder feeds Baltonsberger. Right side Maverick Binder with 18 seconds. 27-22. Auburn up by five. Underneath, Liguori with a shot that's good. Nixon Liguori, the freshman, off the bench, got the basket. 8 seconds to go. 6 seconds. Down court. Here comes Central City. Long three is up. Good. Ashton Gregg gets a three at the buzzer. Gregg got it down. It's a four-point ball game after three quarters. 29-25. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula back with you at Auburn High School. After three quarters, the Auburn Bulldogs leading the Central City Bison 29-25. A huge three-point shot at the buzzer by Ashton Gregg has pulled the Bison back to within four as we move into the fourth period. It'll be Auburn's basketball. On the dribble comes Maverick Binder. Binder works one-on-one against Sickman. On the right elbow against Gregg, that is. Maverick Binder. Gregg comes out to chase him. Maverick goes to the corner. Now to the left elbow. Inside, Ryan Dixon feeds it underneath. Shot is up and good by Skylar Roybal. Roybal in double figures. He has 10 points. And the lead is back to six. 31-25 with 7.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Ball was dribbled away for a moment. Uh-oh. A whistle and a reach-in foul on Skylar Roybal, and on Roybal, that will be his fourth personal. So now Roybal with four and Hudson with four. I'm telling you, folks, these fouls are going to be an issue. At the free throw line, Aiden Zickman. He is 3 out of 4 from the line, has 9 points, averages 18 points per ball game. He'll be shooting 1-1. The free throw is up and good. He'll have the bonus. Zickman in double figures now has 10 points. Welcome to our Central City folks watching tonight on Auburn Strive TV. Central City fans, hope you're enjoying the broadcast. Second shot is up and good also for Zickman. 31-27. Auburn up by four with 7:22 to go. Maverick Binder on the dribble. Maverick Binder all the way to the corner. Marcus Hudson in the paint. Hudson comes up top with it to Ryan Binder. You know, with the foul situation, Auburn just may slow things down here a little, not get in a big hurry to press this thing. they may make Central City come out and chase them. Maverick Binder on the dribble, right elbow. Ryan Dixon with the ball. They're going to reach in and foul him, an intentional foul with 7 minutes to go. Wow. They decided to commit a foul with 7 minutes to go here. The foul is going to be called on Derek Pfeiffer. That's one of the earliest times I've ever seen him start intentional fouls with 7 minutes to go in a ball game. Top of the key, Baldwin Sparker with the basketball to Ryan Dixon. They're going to grab him again. And again, the foul is going to be on Derek Pfeiffer. That'll be his second personal, and we'll go to the 1-1. Well, now if the Bulldogs hit free throws, but man, there's 6:46 to go in the ballgame. Ryan Dixon will be at the line. Auburn is 2 out of 3 as a team. Dixon has not been to the line yet tonight. He does have 2 points on one field goal. Here he's shooting 1-1. It's 31-27, Auburn up by 4. 6:46 to go in the ballgame. Ryan Dixon at the line, shooting 1-1. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ashton Gregg. Gregg will dribble the ball up for himself across the timeline to the right side. Zickman, he's the leading scorer on this basketball team. Makes a move to the basket, can't get there. Back it comes up to Zickman. Zickman on the left wing. Now pulls up for a long three. It's off, no good, and the rebound to Marcus Hudson. Hudson starts down court with the ball to the right side. Ryan Dixon goes under the basket for a driving layup. Whoa, are you kidding? We're going to have an offensive foul. Ryan Dixon just picked up his fourth personal. No? Baldensberger, okay, thank you. It's going to go on Baldensberger. Brett picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number 8, but it's a player control foul. We won't shoot it. All right, down court come the Bison, trailing by 4, 31-27. Auburn with the lead, 6:05 to go in the ballgame. Holding the basketball is Derek Pfeiffer. Derek gives it up to Carney here on the right elbow. Carney takes a couple of dribbles, spin around to the right elbow to Gregg. Gregg now works out top. Auburn in their man-to-man defense. Gregg looking for the cutter in the paint. Gregg moves to the top of the key, feeds it up, driving for a lay-in. Shot is up and off, doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder out to Ryan Binder. 5:39 to go. It's a 4-point Bulldog lead, 31-27. Ryan Binder, left elbow. Baldensparker back up top to Ryan Binder. Marcus Hudson on the bench right now. I think Liguori's still in there for him. No, check that. Hudson is back on the floor. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. They're intentionally fouling the Bulldogs here. Started at the 7-minute mark. This foul is going to be on Derek Pfeiffer, his third. Team foul number 8. At the line shooting 1-1 is Ryan Dixon. Dixon 0-for-1 from the line. This one is up and good. Ryan Dixon has put the Bulldogs up by 5 now. If Auburn hits free throws, this strategy may not pay out very well. Dixon's second free throw is up, and it's good also. He got them both. Dixon now 2 out of 3 from the line, has 4 points. Skyler Roybal back into the ballgame with 4 personals, replacing Brett Baldensberger. Hudson has 4, Roybal has 4, Dixon has 3. Hudson and Roybal have to be careful on defense. It's 33-27 now. Auburn on top with 5:10 to go in the ballgame. 33-27. Long three is up and off, no good. Safe going out of bounds. Ball is loose. Down court. Ryan Dixon with the ball across the timeline. 1-on-3, fast break. Dixon almost lost it. Got the ball back. He's in trouble. Gets it up top to Maverick Binder. The ball safe and secure in the hands of Maverick Binder. You always feel a little better there when the sophomores got the basketball for the Bulldog fans. Ryan Dixon will be fouled. They're just going to keep putting Ryan back to the line. This time the foul's on Zickman, his second personal. Ryan Dixon, 2 out of 3 from the line, has 4 points. Shooting 1-1. It's up and off, no good. Oh, Roybal dangerously going after that. Rebound, ball nearly stolen. On the dribble across the timeline comes Dylan Pfeiffer. Central City Bison down by 6, 33-27, 4.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. It's 33-27 at the 4:30 mark. in the game. On the dribble, Derek Pfeiffer. Man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs. They're trying to get it inside underneath. No luck. Pfeiffer with the ball. Gives it up top to Gregg. You hear the defense chant here from the Bulldog fans. There's a inside driving floater is up. Got it. Getting the shot was Carney. He's got 8 points in the game. Timeout on the floor with 4:03 to go in the ballgame. 33-29. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country partisan superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Auburn High School. We welcome all of our listeners on Fall City Auburn's Sunny 101.3, as well as our viewers tonight on Auburn High School's Strive TV video stream. Hope those of you that are tuned in on the internet tonight on the video stream enjoy having our audio to go along with your picture. They had some technical difficulties, I understand, in the first half, but we've got that restored, so we're glad to have you with us. Our thanks to Marcus Scheer from Johnson County Central, as he stepped in and helped the kids get things going here. Always good to have your local Strive TV expert around. 4:03 to go. We've got a dandy. It's a four-point ball game, 33-29. Auburn on top. Bulldogs will have the basketball. We're back to live action. They inbound the pass to Maverick Binder. Binder will bring it up court. He hesitates near the midcourt line. Now gets it across the timeline. Pass comes to Marcus Hudson on the left wing. Nobody has fouled out yet, but we're down to 3:49 to go. Jim Weeks has been known to let the air out of the ball with 4 minutes to go here. Dribbling in is Ryan Binder. Left side, Marcus Hudson in traffic. Back up top to Ryan Binder. Underneath, there's Roybal. Shot is up. Got it. They found Skyler Roybal. He's got 12 points. Auburn is up once again by six now, 35-29 with 3:24. Here's a steal. Coming up with it, Ryan Dixon, the Maverick. Binder across court to Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder, they're going to need to get it down court here before the 10 seconds. They made it. They get it to Ryan Binder across the timeline. Maverick Binder, left side, Marcus Hudson. Underneath, Skyler Roybal. Roybal with a driving layup. They fouled him on the floor. They recognized that Skyler was going to take that ball to the hole, and they fouled him before he could do it. Skyler Roybal will be at the line. The foul is going to be on Zickman, his third personal. Skyler Roybal has not been to the line tonight. He has 12 points all from the field. Shot is up and good. Skyler Roybal now with 13 points in the ballgame. It's a 7-point lead. If he hits this one, it will equal the biggest lead of the ballgame for Auburn. Shot is up, and it is good. Auburn is up 37-29 with 3 minutes to play in the ballgame. An 8-point lead. This equals Auburn's biggest lead of the game. Zickman down court. Central City needs a bucket. A three. It's good. Zickman nailed the three. And that cuts the lead back to five very quickly. Inbound. Marcus Hudson gets the inbound pass. Gives it back. In backcourt to Ryan Binder. Dribbles around the defender. Ryan Binder on the right elbow. Binder bounce pass left side. Maverick Binder with the ball. He holds it across court. Ryan Binder. 2.5 minutes to play. Ryan Binder to the corner baseline. A cross-court pass into the corner. Left side, Maverick Binder gets the ball back. All the fans on their feet here at Auburn. Skyler Roybal in the paint. Has the ball knocked away. Got it back. Dribbles out of trouble with it. Skyler Roybal to the left side. A whistle, and we'll have a foul called on Central City. That is the 10th team foul. We're in the double bonus. At the free throw line, Skyler Roybal. He'll be shooting two shots. Roybal is 2 for 2 from the line tonight. First one is on the way, and it is good. Skyler Roybal, 15 points, 38-32. The lead is six. That foul was on Seth Glass, his fourth personal. Roybal at the line. Second free throw on the way, and it is off. No good. Rebound brought down, cleared out underneath the basket by Seth Glass. on the dribble with 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Across the timeline comes Zickman. Zickman, top of the key. Auburn wanted to travel. Ball is loose on the floor. Bounce pass at the free throw line. Spin move in traffic. Fall away shot up and good. Nice move by Dylan Pfeiffer. Timeout taken on the floor by Central City. With a minute 55 to play in the ballgame, Auburn up by four, 38-34. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Kearney County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Auburn High School, I think. I'll tell you, this high school band has these Auburn fans fired up. A minute 55 to go in the contest, 38-34, Auburn up by four. The biggest lead they've ever had tonight was eight. Auburn has led throughout most of the game. It'll be Bulldogs basketball coming out of the timeout. No one has fouled out yet. Several players on the floor playing with four. In backcourt is Maverick Binder. Gets it across to Marcus Hudson, across the timeline. To the left elbow, Ryan Binder. Auburn content to set on a four-point lead here. Coach Jim Weeks likes to do that and make it come out and foul him. Maverick Binder working hard with the basketball. Dribbles away from the defender. Goes to the right side with it. Back to Maverick Binder. It comes from Marcus Hudson. Left elbow, Ryan Binder with the ball. Dribbles between two defenders. Ryan in trouble. Needs help to get rid of the basketball. May have to use it. Oh, we got a foul. I was afraid they were going to have to use a timeout there for a moment. We've got a foul called on Ashton Gregg. That is his fourth. So Gregg has four. Glass has four. Roybal has four. And Hudson has four. At the free throw line, Ryan Binder shooting two. Shot is up and good. Ryan Binder now has 6 points. He'll have another shot coming here. The foul was on Gregg. That was his fourth, as we said. Double bonus. Second shot coming up for Ryan Binder. Shot is on the way. It's good. Binder hits them both. The lead is back to six now. With a minute 22 to go, a six-point Bulldog lead. Central City needs to come down and score quickly. On the left side is Sickman. Sickman kicks it out to the elbow, looking for a three. No. To the left elbow, to the right side. Gregg in the paint. Gregg trying to move to the hoop. Beats it underneath Pfeiffer. He can't get to the basket. Pfeiffer driving to the baseline. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Ryan Dixon. And now Dixon has four fouls. But here's the thing, folks. We're down to 101 to play. These are huge free throws for Dylan Pfeiffer. Dylan has 5 points. So far tonight, he is one out of two at the free throw line. Pfeiffer averages 4.4 points per game. He's already got four tonight. Pfeiffer at the line, shooting 1-1 with a minute and 1 second to play. His team down by six. Dylan Pfeiffer, the front end of the 1-1. The shot is up, and it is good. He'll have the bonus. That cuts the Bulldog lead to five now at 40-35. Aren't you glad you tuned in to Sunny 101.3 tonight for this one? If you aren't here, you're missing a dandy. Dylan Pfeiffer, second free throw. It's on the way. The shot is up. It's good. He hit them both. Pfeiffer hits a pair. It's a four-point ball game. 40-36. Auburn up by four with 58 seconds to go. Ryan Binder into forecourt. Takes it to the corner. Up top, Maverick Binder with the ball. They come out and double-team him. Maverick Binder steps between defenders. He's Roybal. Couldn't get it, but he got hammered. Roybal was fouled hard on the baseline. Did a somersault. Did not get the basket, but he will go to the line to shoot two. Auburn fans were not happy with the enthusiasm behind that foul, is the way I'll put it. Tyler Carroll called for the personal. Roybal shooting two shots. The shot is up. It is short. off the front of the rim. He missed it. Roybal has hit 3 out of 5. He's now missed 2 in a row. 47 seconds to play. It's a 4-point lead. Roybal will try and put the Bulldogs up by 5. Skyler Roybal, second shot is up. Got it! The lead is 5 with 47 seconds to go. Timeout, Auburn. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We're back inside Auburn High School. The scoreboard shows 47.2 seconds to play in the basketball game. Our score, Auburn 41, Central City 36. The Auburn Bulldogs trying to punch their ticket. The three-time defending state champions trying to punch their ticket for the state tournament to try and get back to Lincoln to defend their title. Public address announcer making an announcement about staying off the floor. Yeah, that's really going to happen. Let's see how it finishes. Anybody's ball game. 47 seconds of play. A lot can happen in 47 seconds. 41-36. Auburn up by 5. Full court pressure by the Bulldogs. Several players with 4 fouls each. Inbounding it for Central City is Gray. Gray hands the ball up to Pfeiffer. He'll bring it up in a hurry. Pfeiffer across the timeline, top of the circle. Right side of the lane. Pushes off with an arm. Ball is tipped away loose. Grabbed up on the corner by Gray. Gray at the top of the key. Gray driving in. Layup up. No good. And the rebound. Brought down. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Central City. Clock down to 27 seconds to go. We're going to have to stand ourselves. All the fans standing in front of us. 27 seconds to play. 41-36. Auburn up by 5. Bison's basketball. Central City will inbound it. Zickman, long pass into the corner. This is Carney. Carney goes up with a shot. It's off. No good. Carney, rebound. Follow shot. Whistle and a foul. Let's see who this one's on. The foul is going to go, I think, on Maverick Binder. Yes, it is. On Maverick, that's his second. At the free throw line, shooting 2 shots, Kenai Carney. He is 2 out of 7 from the line. Free throw is up, and it is no good. 21.5 seconds. Substitutions coming in to commit fouls now. They're putting the designated hitters in there. At the free throw line, Kenai Carney, ready for his second free throw attempt. Takes aim. Shot is up, and it's good. He got that one. All right, back to a 4-point ball game. Timeout taken by Central City with 21.5 seconds to play. It's 41-37. Auburn by 4. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, I didn't catch your name, but we've got people watching this game in Washington, D.C. Hello, folks. Glad to have you with us. 21 seconds to go. Bulldogs basketball, 41-37. Jackie Obermeyer just told me Washington, D.C. folks are watching. Inbounding the ball. They're going to have to hurry. They get it into Hudson. What happened? Oh, I think we had a foul before they even inbounded the pass. You can do that. That was heads up. So that means we walk to the other end, and at the free throw line will be Maverick Binder. It's 41-37. Auburn up by 4. There are 21.1 seconds to play in the ballgame. Maverick Binder at the line. He's one out of two from the line so far tonight, has 6 points. Here, shooting two shots. The sophomore takes aim. The shot is up, and it is off. Hit the back of the rim and came out of there. It's a two-possession ball game with a four-point lead here. But, boy, a couple of free throws would have looked good at this point. Maverick Binder, now 1 for 3 from the line, looks to the basket. Huge free throw for Auburn. It's up, and it is off, no good. Rebound brought down by Sickman. Sickman will hurry down with 17 seconds, 15 seconds. Sickman at the free throw line, puts up a desperation shot, short off the front of the rim. Got his own rebound on the right side. Sickman with a shot from the right side. No good. Rebound, Auburn coming down with the basketball. Ryan Dixon. Ryan Dixon got the rebound. You heard it here first. It's looking good for the Auburn Bulldogs to go back to the state tournament. We are down to 5.7 seconds to play in the ball game. Auburn up by 4, 41-37, with Ryan Dixon at the line shooting 2. First shot is up and short, does not go. Auburn just needs to stay back and not foul. It would take a miracle to lose this one with a four-point lead. Ryan Dixon. Oh, we have a timeout taken. Jim Weeks is going to talk it over with his players. You know what? We're going to keep it here live. I'm not going to break away and miss the end of this one. 5.7 seconds to go in the basketball game. Your score, Auburn 41, Central City 37. And again, a big welcome to all of our viewers on Auburn High School's Strive TV. We're glad you joined us for this broadcast. When we come back to live action, Ryan Dixon will be at the line. But keep in mind, Auburn is up by 4. Even if you come down and hit a 3, time can run out before you can get another chance to get the ball back. They're out of timeouts. They're out of timeouts, so Central City, so Auburn doesn't even have to play the ball back in. If they hit a basket, Auburn can hold the basketball and not inbound it and watch the time tick away. It would take, I don't know what it would take for this one to get away. I don't see how that is possible. It looks like the Bulldogs are headed back to Lincoln for a fourth consecutive shot at a fourth consecutive title. And, of course, you'll hear live coverage of all the Auburn Bulldog games right here on Sunny 101.3. Stay with us for the postgame show, too. We'll give you a complete scoring recap, let you know how your favorite player did tonight. Ryan Dixon at the line. Shot is on the way, and it is off, no good. Here's the rebound, down court. They'll put up a 3. Auburn doesn't want to foul. The shot is up and off, no good, and there's your ball game. The Auburn Bulldogs are headed to the state tournament to defend their three-time state championship. Your final score tonight, Auburn 41 and Central City 37. Just the kind of ball game that we expected tonight here at Auburn High School. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a post-game scoring recap after this 2-minute break. You've been enjoying Auburn High School basketball on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at ArmbrusterMotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Here's a testimonial from our Sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Falls City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Streit. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Strike and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Falls City. The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Auburn High School. Your final score tonight, 41-37. The Auburn Bulldogs with a squeaker tonight, getting the win over Central City. The scene here at Auburn High right now, the players are taking their turns climbing up the step ladder and one by one cutting the strings away on the net as they cut down the nets here for their district championship. A hard-fought battle, and our congratulations to the young men from Central City. The Bison came in here and put up quite a battle. They finished their season at 21-6, and certainly nothing for B.J. Blaze and the Bison over to hang their heads. Tell Randy hello. That must be from Washington, D.C. Okay. Just got a text message here. Glad that folks all across the country can enjoy Bulldog basketball, and certainly our pleasure to provide the audio tonight for that video stream. Let's take a look now at the numbers for this ball game. First of all, for the Central City Bison, they were led tonight by Aiden Zigman. The sophomore finished in double figures with 14 points. Kenai Carney had 9, Ashton Gregg with 5, and Dylan Pfeiffer finished with 7. Seth Glass chipped in 2 for their total of 37. From the charity stripe, Central City went 11 out of 19 from the line in the ballgame. For your Auburn Bulldogs, just one player in double figures. That was Skyler Roybal. Skyler finished with 16 points in the ballgame. Ryan Binder ended up with 7. Adding 6 was Maverick Binder. Ryan Dixon chipped in 4. 3 points for Marcus Hudson. Brett Baldensperger finished with 3 points. And Nixon Legoric, the freshman, came in off the bench, and he chipped in 2 when it was pretty critical. He got a 2-point lay-in up there for Auburn total of 41 points. From the free throw line tonight, the Bulldogs hit 10 out of 17 from the line en route to the 41-37 win over the Central City Bison. Once again, we want to remind you, we'll have high school basketball tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3. At 6 o'clock, the Johnson Brock Eagles will face the Dundee County Stratton Tigers. That'll be live from Kearney High School here on Sunny with Alex Haneke calling the play-by-play. The second half of the doubleheader tomorrow night here on Sunny will have the Mound City Panthers taking on the Stanberry Bulldogs. That'll be an 8:15 tip-off. John Nixon will have the call for you on that one from the Civic Arena in downtown St. Joseph. Meanwhile, tomorrow night over on our sister station, KTNC, I will have the Sacred Heart Irish taking on Lawrence Nelson. That'll be live from Diller O'Dell. Again, that tip-off at 7 o'clock. And those are all district finals, folks, for trips to the state basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. We also want to remind all of our listeners throughout southeast Nebraska that as we find out who the various boys and girls teams are that make it to state, you can count on live coverage of as many games as we can possibly get on. We do know we're going to have the Sterling Jets on for sure, the Sacred Heart Irish girls, the Auburn Bulldog boys. We'll see how things come out tomorrow night. But you can trust that Sunny 101.3 is indeed your station for high school basketball coverage. Well, that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball. For Colin Feldkamp, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs 41 and the Central City Bison 37. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been enjoying high school.